Joined now by one of my favorite people to have on this program for many reasons. He's got a heart as big as this city itself. He signed for 5 years. I'm happy about it. I know he's happy about it. Please welcome Toronto Raptors' DeMar DeRozan. DeMar, congratulations. I know it's a big day for you. How are you feeling?
Feeling great, Joey. Feeling real good, especially when I get to be on the show with you.
You know what? Get some bread for that butter, my man. I love that. So, before we get to your contract, I'm gonna get serious, right? Because last night you saw what happened at the ESPYs. You grew up in Los Angeles. You grew up in Compton. What people don't understand when you and it's an interesting backdrop that you've just signed a big contract. And I know that ultimately you play basketball because you love it. You stayed in Toronto because you love it. You want to win here. We know all of this. But you grew up in Compton, and you know when you see what happens where young people are getting shot in America trying to protect other young people, and the ESPYs last night specifically was just, there were some heartbreaking moments, and you grew up in Compton. Tell people listening, you know, from now where you sign a huge contract to where you came from, how do you feel about what's going on in America? How does it make you feel as a person before a basketball player?
You know, a lot of things that's going on, it's real sad, you know. And it's a good thing, us as athletes being in the position that we are in. You know, we can shed more light on it, especially me coming from Compton, you know, that I could have easily been in many of them situations before. But, you know, I found basketball to help me stay away from all the negativity, you know what I mean? And you know, just to see it now, and it's real sad. So for me to be where I'm at now, to be able to do something now, to be in a position to try to help out the inner city and show them kids that it's a way out as well. You know, that's what it's all about.
And look, again, you grew up in Compton, which if people don't know, in Toronto, they don't understand the dynamic. Like you said, you could have been pulled in to a situation where you didn't become a professional basketball player and weren't able to get out. And you look at the kid that I'm speaking out specifically last night, Xavion Dobson, who's 15 years old from Knoxville, Tennessee, which has some incredible inner city problems. And he was honored with the Arthur Ashe Award, and his mom got up there, and I don't know how she kept it together without crying, and his two brothers. Right. You know, the kid dives on two of his friends to protect them from a bullet. We don't really know that in Toronto, right?
Nah, you know, and it's crazy, especially for me. That's why I think to this day why it's so easy for me to be humble, because, you know, I know what it's like to see them stories firsthand, experience, go through it, have friends, close friends, you know, lose their life to gun violence. So, you know, to come from that and, you know, make a way out of that and look to see where I am today, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I just try to help out the next kids. That's why every single summer I work out at my high school. I try to be around them kids just to give them hope to want to take the right route in life and, you know, escape that.
Have you ever had any young kids when you're working out, and we know that they named the basketball court for you in Compton, we know that you're involved in the community, any kid that's come up to you for advice that you found particularly memorable or poignant to you? Any specific instance, or is it generally just an overall thing where kids are just looking up to you?
A little bit of both. But I want to say yesterday I had a camp, and I was talking to kids, a group of kids, and one of the kids asked me, you know, what was my motivation of making it out of Compton, because he was from Compton as well, and he was just like, you know, I just want to make it out of Compton. Like, what kept you on track to make it out of here, you know? And it really touched me, because I remember that feeling when I was in high school, and my whole mindset was like, man, I don't want to live this way. I don't want to be in this type of environment my whole life, you know what I mean? That this wasn't life for me, you know? I wanted to see the better things in life, and that always been my motivation, you know? And I told the kid that as well, you know, just use that motivation of you knowing you don't want to be here, you want to make a better way out. You just stay disciplined and follow your goals. Don't let nothing distract you.
DeMar DeRozan is our guest. Just signed a big contract with Toronto, and as you can hear, still a very humble man. And how important was it for you to stay in Toronto? You didn't exactly hide your feelings, by the way, buddy. Your agent must have been just like, DeMar, can you just stop talking about how much you want to stay in Toronto?
He knew what my whole mindset and my heart was, and you know the confidence I always had in this organization, and vice versa. And I feel like there's still a lot of things that hadn't been done here, you know. And this is why I started, and you know I always let it be known from day one, you know, this is where I wanted to be, no matter what. You know, I made it through the tough times. Now, you know, it's time for this city really to get they just doing. We're working toward that.
So for DeMar DeRozan going into next season, you guys set a record for victories. The series against Cleveland, you showed a lot of heart in coming back when people thought that it was going to be a sweep. You were one of only two teams to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in the playoffs, Golden State being the other. So you're in pretty good company, and you lost to a team that arguably was the greatest comeback in NBA history, being down 3-1 going into against a team that set a record for most victories, and everyone thought it was going to be a laydown. So what did you guys learn about yourselves? What did you learn about yourself in that series against Cleveland?
Even the whole playoffs, you know, the first two rounds, going seven games, fighting through adversity every single day, you know, struggling, had to figure out ways of how to win by struggling, you know, me personally and us as a team. You know, I think the best way to learn is through adversity. I think this past series, each round, we faced adversity at its highest level. You know, and that's going to go a long way, you know, for this upcoming season, leading us up to the next postseason. I understand, you know, how hard it really is, everything we have to sacrifice on and off the court to be great.
Okay, you talk about what you have to sacrifice. And before we let you go, I know you're busy, so just a couple more questions here. But when you're in the dressing room and you're down in a situation, and I was talking to a young Canadian boy who won the Wimbledon Junior Championship last hour. His name's Denis Shapovalov, talking about when he was down in the first set because so many eyes were on him. But you hear that cliche, right? That, oh, we knew we were going to come back. We knew we had it in us. I'm a guy that plays sports just for fun, and there are times when I'm like, man, we're not going to win this game. And I can't. How do you keep that focus where you believe in yourself so much?
You mainly got to forget about the previous, whether if it's a win or a loss. You know, you can't lean on that. You know, you got to look past that and understand. No, long as you know you got that one more opportunity, you got to take advantage of it and treat it like it's your last. And if you approach that next one like it's your last, you give yourself a chance to have one more or two more opportunities to try to redeem yourself. And, you know, that's just in every competitor nature when you're in a predicament like that.
All right, before we let you go, Jared Sullinger gets introduced today. Lewis Scola is gone, and this team has a little bit of a different makeup. But what do you know about him? And he talked about defending against the Raptors, and he knows the team. Obviously, you play them four times a year, so you know each other a little bit. What do you know about him? What do you think the upside is for him?
A talented scorer, could knock down a shot, could stretch it out to a three-point line. Big body, great rebounder. I remember a couple games he had versus us, he dominated the game on the rebounding and offensively. You know, he could score the ball. He'd get great position with that big body he got. And, you know, he'd definitely get guys open with them screens. So it's a great addition for our team.
Thanks for being on the show, man. I know that you love being in Toronto. The fans are happy to have you. Congratulations on your new contract. I know we'll be talking soon. And like I said, next time I see you at Nobu, guess who's buying?
I got you, though. I got you.
All right, DeMar. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Congratulations again.